All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, excited to be talking to an individual set to compete at Unified MMA 51, and that goes down on June the 23rd, and a very intriguing welterweight matchup as Josh Jackson and Bobby Poulter get out there to test skills, and always good having Bobby on the show. How's everything going there, man? Seems like a busy enough day for you.
Yeah, but it's great. You know, just the last few weeks of camp is always grind, is always endless shit to do, but love it.
Yeah, and congrats on the multi-fight deal with Unified. I saw that a couple months ago, but didn't get to officially tell you that, so congrats on that one.
Thank you. Excited.
And how does it feel kind of being part of the Unified fold? Because a lot of people understandably talking about it as being like the big promotion in Canada right now, and obviously had some great experiences with other promotions and great shows in their own right, but just how does it feel to kind of be part of that Unified fold, like being on UFC Fight Pass, and I guess just the general cachet and visibility it brings?
It feels great, man. Yeah, like you said, you know, I had a lot of great relationships with other promotions around here, you know, PFC, you know, BTC, like I love all the promotions around here, but having that UFC Fight Pass attached to your name is amazing. And the team at Unified, like everybody that's with them, they'll go to the end of the world to get you a fight, you know? They're trying to get me the right matchup. They're trying to challenge me. They're doing everything that they can in their power to push me to that next level. So I love it.
Yeah, for sure. And I imagine you're quite excited to, you know, get out there, just in the sense of it's been a little bit since you last got to compete. Like, I imagine you have a lot of extra, you know, skills to show off. Like, you obviously looked impressive in your fights leading up until this juncture, but just almost a year out of competition, I feel like you've got almost like a new version of yourself to showcase here.
Of course, man. You know, I haven't fought in almost a year. Last July was my last fight. Obviously, it was quick, so it was tough to show off the whole skill set, but since then, I've done four back-to-back fight camps. Like, I've been training like madman. So I'm excited to go in there and just, like, if it ends quick, it ends quick. Great. But I hope that I get to finally show off some skills that, like, that go into the round. You know, show off my ability to fight over three rounds. Show off my ability to do more than just knock people out. But, I mean, you know, he's never going to say no to a highlight reel.
Yeah, well said. You've certainly strung together some highlight reel performances, but something I was seeing in a post a couple months ago, you were talking about how Mike Malott was a big part in your last camp, and obviously you have a lot of people that get you ready for these fights, and, you know, Mike Malott readying to fight with the UFC card coming up this weekend as of this recording. Like, who would you say the main people you're getting in that work with in this camp?
Definitely, like you said, Mike Malott. Aaron Jeffrey's been back from Florida, so we've been getting lots of work in. Adam Asenza, because my opponent's a southpaw, so I've been training lots with Adam. He's a very experienced veteran. He's been around. He's seen it all. So I've got a lot of good guys. And like you said, the list is endless. The people that are fighting in June around this team is crazy. Everybody is fighting. So the atmosphere is kill or be killed. It feels like we're all going to war together. It's honestly a great feeling.
Yeah, and I mean, it's cool because we were talking before about some of your even prior experiences with some other Ontario MMA shows, and we're talking about the wealth of great fighters throughout the Ontario scene. Like, it just feels like there's a certain, I guess, health and vibrancy to the Ontario scene that I think maybe for a period of time was lacking, like, not in terms of talent, but just platforms and different opportunities. Like, what do you think about that? I'd think that you'd be quite excited about that as a fighter.
Hold on, buddy. You're just cutting out 1 second here. I'm just going to take you off.
Can you still hear me?
Yeah, no, I can still hear you. Do you want me to just reiterate the thing I was saying?
Yeah, can you just re-ask that? Sorry, keep cutting out.
Yeah, no worries at all. I was just saying we were talking before about some of the prior, like, Ontario-based shows you've gotten to fight for, and we're talking about the great crop of, you know, Ontario talent and all the different fights coming up. Like, it feels like the Ontario scene has more, I guess, opportunity and everything that it has in quite a while. I mean, that's been the case for, I would say, the last, like, few years, but there was definitely a period of dormancy or at least difficulty with getting certain shows going in that area and beyond. So how does it feel to kind of be interwoven into all of that? Like, it seems like the Ontario scene has been in a good place for a bit.
It feels great, man. Honestly, like it's that the feeling that I have with it is like it's exciting because this is the time where Ontario MMA is starting to explode. This is just like the start of the new crop of fighters that are starting to go from, you know, late amateur, early pro, mid pro. Like, we're starting to get up there. We're starting to make a name for ourselves. Everybody's training together. It's like it's one big team, and it's honestly it's a great feeling to be a part of that because I know where everybody around me will be in a couple of years, and this is the new breed here. This is where people are going to be talking about everybody around here that's been training and fighting. There's going to be a lot of breakthrough fighters in UFC and Bellator and PFL. Yeah, I think that the guys that I train with right now are going to be putting Ontario on the map.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, even within this card, there's a lot of that, like, you know, names like Tishay Guthrow being on the card, Ergus Sagetta. So, I mean, you love to see it. And I mean, it kind of makes sense that there's that, I guess, localized awareness being that, like, Rob Veavers is involved in the matchmaking now and stuff like that. So definitely love to see that.
Yeah, of course, man. Like, those having those names on the card, like, these are the local talent that have broken through. Like, Ergus is a fucking animal. Tishay is a savage. Like, these guys are, like, everybody on this card from Ontario are the best guys you're going to get in Ontario that aren't already signed to a major promotion. So this is going to be huge. We got like four or five guys in this card. Like, I expect highlights from everybody.
Yeah, for sure, man. And it's cool that this one is like Niagara Falls centric and everything like that. And I mean, it's been a little bit since you've gotten to, you know, compete in the Niagara region. Like, I think your pro debut was like Niagara region centric, but after that, kind of like more like GTA and even getting to, you know, BC a little bit. So how does it feel to, I guess, be competing in that Niagara Falls area? Like, it feels like a good fight town for, you know, boxing historically, but definitely more MMA ramping up there as well.
Yeah, man, I love Niagara. Honestly, like, the fight community is so supportive. I see the team that NTT has around, not just the fighters, but their fans, their friends, their family. And they all support each other so much. It's almost like a small town feel in a big city. But also, you know, having a show at the convention center is awesome. Like, I've already fought there, so this is going to be my second time fighting there. I made my debut there, like you said. So, you know, I might be on a layoff, but I've fought there before. So this is going to feel like my second home.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe you even just answered this with the wording there, but does that breed a certain level of familiarity? Like, obviously, I would imagine you'd be ready for these fights, and there's a certain composure that comes from how much work you put into the preparation, but is there a certain level of, I guess, familiarity with the venue that maybe compounds that feeling a bit more, or maybe not so much?
I think you can look at it like it would, but to be honest, man, like, I feel comfortable wherever I fight. When I fought in Burlington, I felt like I was fighting in my backyard. I mean, I was. But I never fought there before, but I don't think the actual spot itself is going to make that much of a difference. I think, like you said, it's the confidence I have in my training and my abilities that are going to take me a lot further. You know, having a little familiarity with the building is nice, but I wouldn't put too much stock into that.
Yeah, for sure. And we've been talking about NTT a bit. And I mean, you sort of touched on it there with like the familiarity with BTC, having gotten in work out of that space, and historically getting in work at Aegis MMA as well. Are those the primary spaces you've been working at ahead of this one? I know you got like a space with, you know, Scott Hudson and whatnot too. Like, would you say those are the primary, I guess, spaces?
Oh yeah. Since Mike Molot's been back in town, we've been traveling a little bit more, training, which is nice. It used to be almost my entire camp was at Aegis, but now, you know, we're at NTT once a week for a hard wrestling practice. I do a lot of sessions. I probably do 6 or 7 sessions a week at Aegis. And then I'm also, like you said, at Burlington Training Center. Training there with Mike, training there with Adam Asenza, bringing lots of sparring in. Like, they have a great facility. They have a great crew. They have a great team. Everyone there is awesome. But then, yeah, like you said, with the Combat Clinic, that's more of like an evening. Every evening I go there with Scott. You know, we have our students there. I'm helping him out. He's helping me out. And it's more of that's where I do most of my private training, where I'm trying to make my income more than I actually do my training out there. But we definitely get our work in when we can.
Yeah, and it seems like you get a lot out of that experience, like just imparting what you know to other people. I would think that would also somewhat serve the master of, I guess, compounding the understanding of the technique even further to yourself. So is that kind of the case you find with that, or?
Oh, for sure, man. Like, you know how it is with teaching and trying to learn a technique. A lot of times I'll do my training session in the morning. I'll work on something, maybe something I'm not good at, or maybe something I'm getting better at, and I'll go in the evening and I'll teach that technique. It just now forcing me to break it down intellectually. I'm not just drilling it, I'm having to teach it. So if I don't understand it and I haven't thought about it, I'm going to go in there and I'll be able to do my job. So it forces me to do the extra mental work, even when I don't really think about it that much.
Yeah, for sure. Helping with like getting into like more of a fluid kind of flow state with the whole thing. I can understand that, but curious about your thoughts on this next opponent here. Like, is this a case where there's a certain level of tape study going on the specific opponent, or just based on like the work you've done over the last little bit? Like, it's more of like a, you're just ready to kind of get out there and showcase your skills and adapt to whatever's going on out there.
I think with Josh Jackson, because you know, he's a good athlete. He's a very good athlete. I didn't know he was a southpaw until about a week or two ago. So honestly, man, it's impossible to find any tape on that guy. He's got nothing out there. He's got a fight that he got knocked out in 10 seconds, and then he's got his pro debut, which was like 6 years ago. So there's not a lot of tape out there on him. I know he's a southpaw. I know he's primarily a boxer, and I know he's a good athlete. So there's, you know, it's hard. It's not that complicated to train left for somebody like that. I just bring southpaws, and then from there, it's my game. I love fighting southpaws. That last fight, the guy went southpaw for 2 minutes, and not even, and he ended up getting knocked out because of it. I think that I thrive in those kind of fights. I think that I'm definitely not underestimating Josh, because he seems like a phenomenal athlete from what I've read about him. He's doing well. He's beating guys. He's got a lot of experience. But to me, man, he's just a stepping stone to get where I need to be next.
Yeah, and does that resemble or represent rather like climbing the unified hierarchy even further? Or are you talking like even beyond it, like where you could see yourself in like a couple fights, few fights? Like, what does that represent in your mind, I suppose?
Fighting a guy that has a good record, that is talented and young, like Josh, that is the guys that I need to beat to get the next big opportunity, whether that's a unified title shot or whether that's a contender series shot or a PFL challenger series shot. Like, to be honest, man, I'm not picky. I'm just looking for it to me. So this fight, beating a guy with a good record, who's in a good position in his career, is just going to catapult me above, especially if I can do it in a highly real fashion.
Yeah, and it seems like there's a certain level of visualization going on in that regard. Like, I saw a post you had a little bit ago saying you're visualizing the highlight reel finish. Is there, like, a predominant visualization you have? Like, not giving away what you're looking to do, per se, but is there a certain sequence you see replaying in your head a fair bit as you kind of visualize that June 23rd finish?
Oh, there is. There is a couple of sequences, and I play them over and over in my mind, and that's how I train my mind. I visualized it 1,000 times, 10,000 times of how I'm going to finish this fight. And even if it doesn't, I've prepared myself mentally for that. You know, he's a tough dude. He's going to come prepared. I know he is. Guys who have athletic backgrounds, not necessarily in fighting, but in other sports, they come prepared because they're an athlete at heart. And that's what they do best, is they prepare. So if he comes in there and I can't put him out early, you best believe I'm going to be looking for that highlight reel late too. But all I know is that is exactly what I'm looking for. Win or lose, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to risk it all.
Yeah, it kind of speaks to, you know, partly why you got that, you know, best strike / combo award at that last, you know, BTC awards show. Like, you're ultimately looking for the finish, but you're not trying to force it at the same time, it sounds like.
Yeah, man. And you know what? I will push that boundary to force. I will take those risks. That is the kind of fighter I want to be. That is the kind of fighter that needs, like, I'm the kind of fighter that needs that. I'm looking to push the boundaries. I'm going to push myself to get the best performance out of me, to get the most likely of getting picked up by a big organization. And I know that they don't care about wins or losses as much. I have to knock people out. I have to submit people. And, it, you know, if I can't do it on the regional circuit, I'm not going to be able to do it on a bigger show. So I'm gonna be there for violence, man. I'm going to be there for a show.
It's kind of cool you shouted out, you know, PFL as well. I feel like your style would lend itself to the kind of framework they have just with, like, the multitude of, you know, either first or second round finishes you've gotten in your career. I think that would favor their, you know, point style that kind of aligns with specific bout outcomes.
Yeah, man, I love PFL. I think what they're doing is amazing. The way that they're supporting fighters, obviously the end goal is the UFC, but PFL, you know, if the money is there and they can pay me and they can let me live a lifestyle that allows me to train completely full time, I have no issues going there. And I, you know, Anthony Romero is one of the guys that we're training a lot with because we're both fighting southpaws, and he's fighting actually Olivier Aubin Mercier on the same date that I'm fighting for Unified. So, like, I see how they treat him, and it's awesome. So I would certainly look for an opportunity there.
Yeah, for sure. And like you said, certain contender series opportunities that have been popping up a fair bit for, you know, different individuals and whatnot. Like, I saw Matteo Vogel and, you know, a couple other people have gotten certain spots coming up on those cards. So yeah, just speaks to the prior point of, you know, things being really good for really just the Canadian scene overall for MMA. But it's always good getting to talk to you ahead of these big fights here, Bobby. I want to be mindful of your time and everything though as well. So to that point, is there maybe a final parting thought you'd want to add as we're kind of wrapping things up, man?
No, man, thank you for having me on, and I hope you get to make it out June 23rd to watch the fight. I pay close attention. It's going to be explosive.
Unfortunately, well, I mean, not unfortunately, but I mean, I won't be able to, you know, make it to that one. I'm actually out in Brazil for a little bit. I'll be back in early July, but I'll be checking it out on UFC Fight Pass, certainly. So, I mean, great that Unified has that platform as well.
It's awesome, man. Well, enjoy Brazil, but yeah, that's what I love about it. You can watch it from anywhere.
Yeah, and very much looking forward to checking out Unified MMA 51 overall, but certainly this Josh Jackson fight you have coming up is one of the ones I'm particularly stoked for on June 23rd, just considering your track record and, you know, things of that nature. Some cool variables in this one. But yeah, to reiterate, thanks for coming on and giving great insights as always, man. You have a good rest of your day, and looking forward to checking out the fight when it goes down.
Of course, buddy. Thank you for having me, man. It's great talking to you.